You're listening to Exposition on KRCU Public Radio. I'm Mary Mims. Visiting with me is the chair of the Department of Music at Southeast Missouri State University, Dr. Nick Kinney. Nick, thanks so much for joining me.
Good morning, Mary. It's so good to be with you again, as usual.
Thank you. Well, there are exciting events happening on the River Campus already. We've got band kids up at 6 in the morning, excited to practice. We have people moving in, all sort. I think the entire faculty was over there earlier in the week for some strategic planning. But
yeah, it's been crazy down here, and I can actually hear the band rehearsing down the hall now because we've got a little rain today, so they're inside. So there's definitely a lot of energy.
Very cool. One thing that's sort of out of the norm, I guess, and very exciting for you as professor of horn is that next week we've got the International Horn Competition of America happening at the River Campus at Southeast Missouri State. This is a competition that takes place once every couple of years somewhere on a university campus in the United States, and because of your association with the group, I think now you're on the board. Is that correct?
I am on the board of advisors. Yes, I've been a part of the competition and the association for 25 years as, you know, as a performer, as a student, as a performer, as a professional, a judge in the university division. Now I'm on the board of advisors and host. I'm a past finalist in the competition, so it's been a huge part of my life for the last 25 years.
Well, part of your life is about to get enriched, I would say, because we have over 100 competitors who will be on campus in live performances open to the public.
Yeah, so there's about 112 performers performing between Thursday evening and Friday all day. Two divisions, university and professional. A full schedule of events basically on Friday, especially both halls are running performances basically every 15 minutes for the entire day. And yeah, if anybody wants to stop by, as long as nobody's playing at the moment, you can pop into the hall and listen to some fabulous horn playing and leave when they're finished at your leisure. You don't have to stay all day, but if you just want to come and hear a good Mozart concerto or, you know, some Schumann or some Boza, like that's the time to do it and come in and check it out. And then on Saturday and Sunday will be the semifinals and the final rounds. And those will also be live streamed. But of course, you're welcome to stop by and check those out too. It'll be on the IHCA YouTube channel, but we will make sure that those are blasted on the social media and things like that very clearly through our CMO channels.
Yeah, we'll have information about that on our website too at krcu.org. You were talking about the halls. Now you're referring to Bedell and Shook. Are those divided according to the two separate divisions in the competition, the undergraduate and the professional?
Sort of. So we had so many undergraduate university students that for the first time in the history of the competition, we've decided to run two units of that competition simultaneously. So we've been in the last few years going to two judging panels because it's so hard for a judging panel to sit there for 15 hours in a row. So we had two judging panels already, and I said, well, we could just use both halls for part of the day. So on the evening of Thursday, it'll start with the University Division in Shook. And then the next morning, Shook will have the University Division, and the Professional Division will be in Bedell. The Professional Division will be over around 2:30, and then closer to 3, we'll get started back up with the University Division in Bedell. And so more university students will be in the Bedell for that evening. So it's a little bit of both, and it's actually a new aspect of the competition. One of the cool things about the competition is that it's not one of those things where the panel selects, we're going to say, 7 people, so we have to listen to everybody. Technically, everybody who plays, if they have a stellar first round, they could garner enough votes to be able to move on to the next round. And so there's no limit on the or cap on the number of people that advance. So we each judging panel only votes on the students they hear, and we advance the number of students that get a majority of the votes. It's a really cool way to do it, and we try to eliminate the students aren't going to have a chance, an option to get through. Like if they go in and have a really solid performance mm-hmm. in their space of their competition music, they should be able to get through.
Yeah. Oh, I like that concept, and that's probably so inviting to all the competitors. One reason why you have so many people who are going to come play. First of all, if you're just joining me, I'm visiting with the chair of the Department of Music at Southeast Missouri State, Dr. Nicholas Kenny. Nick is also professor of horn studies on campus and on the board here with the International Horn Competition of America. And they're competing here at the River Campus August 27th through the 30th. So we have all these students coming in. What an amazing opportunity for the SEMO students to get to hear all these players.
Absolutely. And, you know, even more so than that, there's 45 different horn professors, teachers, players from around the globe coming to be adjudicators in all the divisions. You know, over 100 or around 100 students coming in from universities that literally span the entire United States, from California all the way to the East Coast, to Michigan, to Texas, and everywhere in between. It's actually a really cool thing, and they'll get to hear their peers. They'll get to, you know, for students that are eliminated or even the professionals that are eliminated from the competition, they'll have an opportunity after the semifinals to meet with all of the judges and talk about their comment sheets and reminisce on their performances and what they can do better and what they did well. And so it's a really great learning experience. You know, like I said before, I've been a part of this for 25 years. It was a huge part of my education as a horn player, and it really brings a lot of perspective. So for our students to be engaged, we have two students from here performing in it, actually. But for our students that are not performing to be engaged, be helping with the event, to be around the event and have the opportunity to see that perspective, it goes a long way to enrich their education.
We thank you so much for joining us today. And just to our KRCU listeners, if you're interested in attending, please go to the website, check out the schedule of events for the International Horn Competition. And we look forward to seeing our Southeast Missouri students there. It's just such an exciting time. Nick, thanks again for joining me.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for talking about the IHCA and supporting us. And we look forward to having a great event here next week.